65 degrees here this morning. We look for a high near 82 here today. Possible fog early on and otherwise partly cloudy skies, along with south winds at 10 to 20. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, Stuart police have released information on charges for a 36-year-old Des Moines man for kidnapping and sexually assaulting an acquaintance. Stuart Police Sergeant Ryan Harding says Corey Wayne Drake held the woman at a motel in Stuart overnight Saturday, September 12th. She talked to police on Sunday, the 13th, and Drake was arrested at his home on Garfield Avenue in Des Moines. A press release yesterday showed that Drake was charged with sexual abuse in the first degree and kidnapping in the first degree. He's being held on no bond. In other news here this morning, state lawmaker Rob Hoggs says he'll announce his Democratic bid for Senate during a three-day tour of the state this week. The 48-year-old state senator from Cedar Rapids announced on Monday that he'll begin an announcement tour on Tuesday in Callander, a central Iowa community of about 350 people. He expects to visit 12 Iowa cities to talk about his plan to run against longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. In a news release, Hoggs says he's announcing in calendars to show support for small towns in rural Iowa. Hogg, an attorney, is serving his third term in the Iowa Senate, where he is chairman of the Government Oversight Committee. He previously served in the Iowa House. Grassley, who recently celebrated his 82nd birthday, will seek a seventh term next year. As part of Hogg's tour, he will make stops in Creston, Council Bluffs, and Atlantic on Thursday, September 24th this week. He'll start the day in Ottumwa at 9 o'clock at the Ottumwa Public Library and then go to Creston at noon at Southwestern Community College in the Performance Art Building Multipurpose Room. And he'll make a stop also in Council Bluffs later in the afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Council Bluffs Public Library, Meeting Room D. And then the final stop of the day will be here in Atlantic at the Atlantic Public Library, Meeting Room A. And that will be at 5 o'clock on Thursday. A state lawmaker from Northwest Iowa says he'll file legislation to block a Des Moines Utilities lawsuit over farm-caused water pollution. Republican State Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull says he'll ask lawmakers to step in if Des Moines Water Works' lawsuit against drainage officials in three rural counties isn't resolved by the time the legislature convenes in January. But some lawmakers who were asked about Feenstra's proposal say they would oppose the legislation. The Des Moines Register reports that a law professor who's monitoring the lawsuit doesn't think state lawmakers have the power to interrupt a federal lawsuit. Des Moines Water Works filed the lawsuit in January over high nitrate levels in the Raccoon River. The Atlantic Police Department reported multiple recent arrests. On Thursday, September 17th, 52-year-old David Charles of Atlantic turned himself in on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. He was booked in. Also on Thursday, 24-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. On Saturday, September 19th, Atlantic police arrested 24-year-old Alexandra Smarage of Atlantic for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Also on Saturday, officers arrested 26-year-old Jarrett Justice for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. The Institute for Transportation, or INTRANS, at Iowa State University has launched a two-year study of the effectiveness of the cable barriers placed in the medians of Iowa interstates. Back in 2010, 21 people died in Iowa as a result of cross-median collisions. The DOT responded in 2011 by installing around 200 miles of the median cable barriers across the state. Most of the median cable barriers are located on I-80 between Des Moines and Davenport and I-380 from Coralville to Cedar Rapids. There are plans to add more of the barriers in the coming years in sections of western and northern Iowa. Federal safety funds are covering much of the installation cost. The barriers are designed to be flexible and absorb the impact of a crash, according to Poole, and prevent the most serious kinds of crashes, and those are head-on collisions. The Iowa DOT is paying ISU's INTRANS $150,000 to study the effectiveness of the barriers, both in terms of safety and the cost of installation and ongoing repairs. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Verna Marion Adams, age 90 of Nevada and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday at the Rolling Green Nursing Home in Nevada. Funeral services for Verna Adams will be held today at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin, Polygyn's Funeral Home handling the arrangements. Cleo M. Steffen, age 87, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Cleo Steffen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Kenneth Eugene Brundage, age 86, of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Kenneth Brundage will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan here today. And James Redmond Mitchell, age 54, of Greenfield, died Friday at his home in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for James Mitchell will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth E. Johnson, age 73, of Omaha and formerly of the Atlantic area, died Thursday. Services for Ruth Johnson will be held on today at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Master East Campus in Omaha. Hefe Hoffman, DeWark and Cutler Funeral Home, West Center Chapel, has arrangements. J. Irene Steffens, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for J. Irene Steffens will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Rhonda Simonton, age 61, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends will be held for Rhonda Simonton on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Thomas Marvin Schuler, age 86, of Harlan, died on Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Community in Harlan, and the funeral services for Thomas Marvin Schuler will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ardith M. Bertelson, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ardith M. Bertelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Darlene Herr, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Herr will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Clifford Kaufman, age 96, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died on Saturday at the Hearthstone Care Center in York, Nebraska. And funeral services for Clifford Kaufman will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Red Line Church of Christ in Red Line, Iowa, 5 miles north of Jacksonville. And Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. A memorial service for Carol Wilcox will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Emery, age 84, of Prescott Valley, Arizona, and formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Dr. Lewis A. Miller of Council Bluffs, formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Services for Dr. Lewis A. Miller are pending. And Donella R. Ross, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Donella R. Ross are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.